And why not have a song about flatulence, because that has indeed taken out the prize for Best Children's Music Video at the Children's Music Awards.
Good. This feeling inside, it's a powerful thing. You gotta let it out, don't keep it in. You gotta let it out. You gotta let it out. Let me hear your shout. You got to let it out.
Yes, that puts a smile on the face, doesn't it? The song is called Let It Out by Don McGlashan and Harry Sinclair. Features Tammy Nelson. The vocals, it appears on their hit Christchurch made TV series Kerry and Lou. Now, I spoke to Don McGlashan earlier and he told me the song, well, it's a little bit more than it seems.
It's actually a subtle and multi-layered piece of art, urging kids not to bottle up their emotions. But admittedly, you know, it's got a bunch of rude noises in the rhythm track.
You must have had a bit of fun coming up with that track then.
Yeah, we did. We've got a team of amazing sound designers, and they had all these amazing sort of farty noises, but they ended up, evidently I did the best ones, so I'm quite proud of that.
How did you keep a straight face?
Well, I didn't. And the coolest thing was we got Tammy Nelson to be the guest artist on it. Kerry and Lou had already been going for about three seasons. We're into our fourth season now, and she had just written to us saying, if you could find a song for me to guest on, it'll earn me a lot of points with my two young kids.
Do you enjoy writing children's music?
We've been really lucky with Kerry and Lou because we've had no interference. There's no child psychologists or educationalists looking over our shoulder at any point. So it's not, we don't really think we're writing anything for children. We are rather childlike adults, and we're just writing what we like.
And I think I've heard Harry talk about this, the show, it does focus on emotions, right? And dealing with, you know, things that kids have to come across and try and deal with.
Yeah, well, right from the get-go, we thought it would be cool to make something which was a space where kids could kind of sort of learn about their emotions and talk about all the different emotional landscape that you have to deal with when you're a kid. And it sort of does, it's just different from other kids' shows, which tend to be quite violent and action-driven. So, yeah, it's a different kind of space for the kid to inhabit.
And do you think it might have a little bit of appeal for adults too? I mean, do you think Tammy will be putting it into one of her shows?
We get a lot of adults telling us it's their favourite show, so that's great.
I mean, is it something that the show, there's a lot of music in there, obviously, I mean, and a lot of stars. Have you considered a live show?
We did, and it's still sort of on the back burner. We just finished the fourth series, and some of those episodes are going to drop on TVNZ Plus next month. But the next thing that we're working on is a sort of a mini feature, like a 60-minute. It's like a prequel. It's like how Kitty and Lou met, and that Harry and I have just been in LA together working on that, on some songs for that. So that's going to keep us busy for the next year and a half or so.
The show itself has been a very successful in many countries. I mean, at the Children's Music Video Awards, who are you up against?
I'm not sure who we're up against, but there's always a lot of fantastic people working in that space in New Zealand. It's something that we do really, really well. So it's really, you know, it's a privilege to be in that group, and it's obviously a privilege to win. I know that, you know, overseas we've had some great, really good fortune. We were nominated for a BAFTA in 2022 for this show. So, and we're up against Bluey and a couple of Netflix shows. So given that this is pretty seat of the pants in terms of its resourcing, we're really lucky.
And that is Don McGlashan. I think we buried our lead there, Ingrid. That's a great story, isn't it? Song about farting.
Unless if you're driving the kids to school at the moment, you've got that going. It's
That's right.
I don't know, might just get on your wicket just a tiny little bit.